Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's
seeds.
Just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Yeah.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so
damn.
Tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And
I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah.
Let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Sunday, June the 26th of 2016. And the time is 4 p.m. Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you. I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we're continuing with part two of the series where we're talking about the ability to relate to one another. We're specifically focusing on this holy matrimony or this ideal of what we call marriage. And again, we're not looking at it from the normal perspective. Normally, we'd be coming at it from an esoteric angle. We'd be really dissecting and kind of going into the over an understanding of the inside meaning. Today, we want to focus on the general, what we call, again, the basics or the standard. So these next few series, especially the next series, we're going to be focusing on the standard. That starts on... again, July the 1st. Again, the offer still stands. Anyone who purchases partners with me with $100 for that series and adds an additional $100, you would get my entire library that normally costs $5,000. That's a pretty good offer. Again, email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com to take advantage of the next series where we're talking about the standard. Now, the reason why the standard is so important is because it prevents you from doing and making the mistakes that I have done. What I've done was not a mistake. It was a choice. Big difference. Let me say that again. See, there's a big difference between under, over, and understanding the seven C's that we talked about yesterday. What are those seven C's? If you remember on yesterday's show, we revealed, explained, illuminated, and simplified, number one, bad choices. Number two, lack of commitment. Number three, poor communication. Number four, not willing to compromise. Number five, no cooperation. Number six, not willing to be considerate. Number seven, no concern about how your choices affect other people. Those are the seven C's that will destroy any relationship. We also broke down the third reason why marriages and relationships fail. That was a lack of mutual respect. Notice the respect must be mutual. It doesn't matter if you have respect for your mate. If your respect level does not equal your mate's respect level, it's not mutual. It must be equal. So if I respect you 100 and you respect me 75, it's not equal. It's not mutual. The word mutual means it has to do with having the same relationship to each other. Let me say that again. Notice the word relationship. The word mutual means having the same relation to one another. It's relating to each other. It's two or more objects relating or that are held together. They have a shared, vested, corporation, a mutual respect, mutual. That is the number three reason. Most relationships fail because of these three things. Mutual respect, lack of it. Selfishness, that's what we're talking about today. Number three, morality, godliness. Those are the three reasons why relationships don't work. Let's break them down. We already broke down number three, mutual respect. That's big, man. But the question is, why don't you respect your mate? We talked about that on yesterday's show. Why? It's one thing to know that I don't respect you, but it's a whole other understanding to be able to implement things that are going to develop that respect. And then today we have to look at selfishness. Man, if you want to talk about almost, I wrestled with this being the number one reason. Between selfishness and godliness, man, that's a toss-up. And I went with godliness because you got to have godliness in order to get rid of selfishness. And you got to get rid of selfishness before you can have mutual respect. So those seven C's does nothing, means nothing if you don't have these three things. You have to be able to look at your partner and see something in them that you believe is valuable. That's respect. You have to see that. You have to see that your mate is valuable. If their behavior makes you disgusted, you have to change your perception of their behavior or you got to exit stage left. That's the only options you have. So selfishness now, selfish acts versus selfish dispositions. Let me say that again. Selfishness and love are complete opposites. Love is not selfish. It's not envious. It's not prideful. Love does not seek its own. Selfish people seek only to satisfy themselves. Let me say that again. Selfishness is the all-out pursuit of things that only benefit yourself. See, selfishness and love are two opposites. So you can't say, this is what registered for me. You can't tell me that you love me at the same time you are pursuing selfish activities. Those two sentences, selfishness and love, cannot be mentioned in the same breath. It's impossible, even though everybody does it. Selfishness is solely being focused on satisfying your own flesh. See, love, on the other hand, Love is focused on pleasing others. Love is focused on helping others. Love is focused on making sure others. Now, I'm not talking about this, you know, this worldly love that we have today where you become a doormat, where you become an enabler. I'm not talking about that kind of love. I'm talking about the love that is unconditional, meaning that you separate yourself from the emotion of love or the oxytocin of love, and you establish, again, the agape-ness of love. Now, that's two totally different things. That's another study for another time. But love is not a chemical, even though it manifests as a chemical in your body. If you mean to tell me, now, again, all the science says this, love is a chemical. Love is a feeling. But see, love is a disposition. Love is a ruling disposition. Love is a state of mind. Love is a being state. It's not a doing activity. Let me say that again. Love is a being state. It's not a doing activity. Let me say that again. Love is a being state. It's not a doing activity. Neither is selfishness. Selfishness is not a being state. Selfishness is a doing activity. Selfishness is what you do. Selfishness is not who you be. Now, you can have a disposition of selfishness, but most people listening to this show, you engage in selfish acts. You don't have a selfish disposition. Now, this is really important because, see, the enemy wants to get you to do a selfish act, and then he wants to get you to buy that selfish act is a selfish disposition. Those are not the same. Let me say it again. The enemy wants you to think that your selfish act is a selfish disposition. A disposition is like a demon. A disposition is a ruling. Ruling. That means that you think about yourself so much that it rules every waking moment of your day. That's what I had, a ruling disposition. Most people don't have that. Most people have a ruling thought, or ruling, a selfish thought. That means you do something selfish, but that's outside of your normal activity. That's not who you really are. You're not a selfish person. So I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about you just, you know, you do a selfish act. You know, you have an off day, and you do something that's, you know what, bump everybody else, man. I'm going to take care of myself. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about prideful. I'm talking about planned. I'm talking about what I did. What did I do? Let me break it down for you. So 3 years ago, I had a thought. The thought, at that time, it was a selfish act. And I pondered that thought. What was the thought? The thought was, my wife ain't giving me enough attention. The thought was, why am I sitting at home by myself? I've been alone more times in the last 3 years since I've been married than I've been the whole time I was single. I had that thought. I had a thought that, you know, my wife puts her family before me. I had that thought. I had that thought that, you know, my wife is hanging out, you know, does more for her kids than she does for me. I had that thought. I had these thoughts. They were just acts at first. There wasn't dispositions. But it wasn't until I mulled them over, and then that wasn't even an issue. It wasn't until I ordered a replacement. I said, you know what, this is what I want. I want someone in my life that's my age. I want someone in my life that has no children. I want someone in my life that's totally devoted. But I ordered every event that happened in my life the last year, I ordered it. Let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. Because, see, people say that, oh, the devil did this. The devil did that. There ain't no devil. At least not in my life. The devil didn't show up. The devil didn't do nothing. I did it. Everything that happened in my life, I ordered it. Purposely. I got tired of what I had, and I said, you know what? I want something else. That's what I did. I have to own that, brother. I have to own that. Since I can't blame it, so I'm going to say, oh, it's my dad's fault. Because I had a rough childhood, so it's my mother's fault, it's my dad's fault that I cheat on my wife. Is that really? That's what people I talk to say, well, it's my wife. So let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. So is it my wife's fault that I ordered another female and chose to leave 4 times? Is that my wife's fault? No, brothers. No, sisters. It's my fault. There was no devil. There was no demons. There was no witchcraft. Nobody put no hex on me. Nobody told me. There was no smoking gun. There was no irresistible temptation that came into my Stacy Dash did not show up at my house and strip buck naked, and I couldn't resist myself. No, that's not what happened. And 99.9% of the time, that's not what happened in your life either. You see, my brother says, you got to invite the devil in. The devil can't show up. He ain't got no power over you. He's powerless. He goes around like a roaring lion seeking. He goes around seeking whom he may devour. You got to let him in. No man can go into a man's house unless he binds the strong man. So I'm a strong man, spiritually speaking. So the devil got to bind my spirit before he can conquer my flesh. He got to bind your spirit too. Because see, God has given you everything that you need for life and godliness. But you, brother, you, sister, you're allowing everything that's happening in your life, you're allowing it. Don't blame nobody but yourself. If you want to see the problem in your life, go in the mirror and look at yourself. Now, that's a hard message. That's a hard truth. But it's the truth. Like I said, in this series, you guys know I don't pull no punches. I'm going to keep it real. So don't tune into this show if you want one of those feel-good fluff messages like, you know, all these other preachers, TV preachers be, you know, sharing. That's not going to help you. See, my behavior changes because I change it, because I have the Ruach and the Pneuma, and I ask God to reveal to me, am I some big guru? No, I'm the chief sinner. Nobody sins more than me. I tell you, I learn from experience, but I'm not afraid to learn from my experiences. Are you afraid, brother? See, God has not given me a spirit of fear. I'm not afraid I'm going to lose. Some people say, man, you could have lost. No, I know. The devil can't take nothing from me that God has given me. Nothing. And you got to have that same disposition. So I knew, I remember telling Brother Rome a year ago before this, yeah, I'm going to get my wife back. My wife had moved on, had another man living in my house, had everything was gone. It was over. Posted it all on Facebook. It was a wrap. Now, a year later, look at what has happened in that period of time. Now, am I some kind of a guru? No. What did I do? Nothing. All I did was know universal spiritual law. The word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. It has the ability to divide spirit, soul, joint, and marrow, and it is a discerner of the thoughts and the intent of the heart. The word of God cannot return void. It will accomplish that for which it was sent. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I can trample on snakes and scorpions and all power of the enemy, and nothing shall by no means harm me. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. All who rise up against me shall fall. The Bible says, ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened. The reason relationships don't work is because somebody said, I. Brothers, please, man, I hope y'all listening. The moment you say, what your wife or your girlfriend ain't doing, that's the moment the devil is open. He got one foot in your door. He opened the door. I talk to brothers, and the first thing out their mouth is what their wife ain't doing. I don't care what your wife ain't doing. What are you doing? It ain't about your wife. When Adam and Eve sinned, really Eve sinned, God says, Adam, Adam, wherefore art thou Adam? How come he didn't call Eve? Because Adam is the head. See, selfishness is an infectious disease. See, a person that is selfish and prideful is arrogant and cocky. That was me. See, pride comes before the fall. See, when you are selfish, you're prideful. When you're prideful, you're selfish. Those two go hand in hand. They're twins. They're brothers. You know, in the book of James, it says something. I've done many shows on this. I broke this down. I have an entire series on it. This is the most, well, I don't know if I can say the most. It is one of the most, we'll put it that way, one of the most powerful, mind-blowing scriptures that you can ever read. When you talk about James, it says that where there is, James, I think it's 3, I'm paraphrasing, you want to read it for yourself. It says, where there is bitter envy and self-seeking, that's selfishness. See, brother, so let me make sure you understand what I'm saying, because I wish I had time to really do that study again on James 3:16. It says, where there is bitter envy, that means jealousy, and self-seeking, that means selfish ambition. You know the word, it means electioneer. You know the word electioneer? It means politicking for office. You ever seen a politician run for election? That's what selfishness is. Selfishness is where somebody, they're trying to elect themselves to an office because they don't want the office God gave them. So you promoting yourself, brother, that's selfishness. That will destroy your marriage. That will destroy your guaranteed. When you set out to do your dream, notice the emphasis is on your dream. Where's your wife? Now, I talk to a lot of men all the time, and I never talk to their wives. It's a cookie blower. Now, I don't say nothing. I just kind of pimp the game. But and it's interesting. I talk to a lot of women. I never talk to their husbands. It's crazy because the two are supposed to be one. Every time I see the husband, I should see the wife. But, you know, the husband and the wives very seldomly are on one accord. See, James 3:16 says, for where there is bitter envy and self-seeking, there is confusion in every evil work. Just think of something evil. Well, think of anything evil, anything, murder, lust, you know, rape, abortion, extortion, anything evil, it has those two ingredients in James 3:16. Anything, just name it. Just think of anything, and everything that you can think of, I guarantee you, it has those three things. Let's read it in the Amplified version. It says, for wherever there is jealousy and contention, there will also be confusion and all sorts of evil and vile practices. You see, brothers and sisters, those two ingredients have to be jealousy or envy and strife or selfish ambition or self-seeking or self-gain, doing things to promote yourself. That's number two. The number two reason marriages and relationships don't work, somebody in that relationship is promoting their own dream. I guarantee you. Philippians 2:3 says it this way. Philippians chapter 2, verse 3 says, do nothing for selfish ambition or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourselves. So, man, what if I had did that? I wouldn't be rebuilding my marriage right now. We'd be sipping pina coladas on the beach right now. My wife's heart would not have been ripped out of her chest. Everything that I built would not have been destroyed. The trust is gone. I got to rebuild it one brick at a time. If I had done what it says in Philippians chapter 2, verse 3. Let's read that in the King James. Philippians chapter 2, verse 3. Let nothing be done through strife and vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves. We already know all the scriptures about marriage. You know, husbands, love your wife the way Christ loved the church. You know, husbands or men, you're in a relationship, you know you're supposed to do these things. How many men do it? I don't know any. I know that they're out there. I don't know any. So when we talk about relationships, brothers and sisters, this seems like it's a simple task, right? But what causes, let me go to myself. Why was I selfish? I mean, what is the root? Because, you know, you got to pull the devil up by the root, man. This surface-level stuff that everybody be doing, I don't address the effect. I only deal with the cause. What causes selfishness? The promotion of yourself. Think. Very deeply, brothers and sisters. Because when you talk about an illness, if someone is sick, they need a cure. They don't need a curse. They need a cure, not a curse. They need to take the S out of the curse, take the snake out of the curse. So selfishness is a curse. Do you ever wonder about when someone is selfish, we look at the fact that Lucifer was, you know, who became, as we know, as as Satan, he said, I will exalt my throne above the stars. He says, I want to be like the Most High. He talked about this in the book of Isaiah. Notice what caused Lucifer to be selfish. The same thing that caused Lucifer to say, I will, is the same thing that caused me to say, I will. What was that cause? What is the cause that results in this effect? See, the cause of selfishness, brothers and sisters, is that when you go back and you think about it, somewhere in your life, you felt or you feel right now passed over. You felt like, or you feel like you got not enough attention. You want to be seen. But why do you want to be seen? See, I was just a number. I was in the middle when I was a kid, 13 brothers and sisters. I kind of like it number 6. I'm like right in the middle. So with all my family, when I was a kid growing up, my name was Boy because there was too many kids. Nobody said, Glenn, Willie, Calvin, Carl, Junior, Herman, Boy, what's your name? Yeah, you. Get your butt over there, sit down. Nobody, I was just a number. I was invisible. See, when you are invisible, when you don't feel like your voice is being heard, you grow up and you become a 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 2 Negro, or whatever your race may be. You see, 2 Timothy 3, 2 says, for men will be lovers of self. See, I don't know about you, but nobody else loved me, so I decided. I remember when it happened. I think I was about 8 years old. Grandmother didn't give me no love. My older brother got all the attention. You know, he was a straight-A student. You know, he was an All-American football, this, that, and the other. Everybody said, man, you know, Willie, how come you ain't more like Glenn? See, I got tired of being looked over. I got tired of not being seen. I got tired of not being heard. I got tired of everybody. So I decided, you know what, I'm going to make a name for myself. I'm going to be master teacher 33. I'm going to do something that nobody can ignore. I'm going to write 50 books. I'm going to make sure, my brothers and sisters, that this lack of love, the lack of consideration, this lack of attention that I didn't get, and notice it is perceived. It doesn't have to be real. See, selfishness and self-centeredness is a concern. It means that you are concerned chiefly and only with oneself. And you don't give a rip about those 7 C's. You're not concerned about how your choices affect other people. Selfishness, my brothers and sisters, is a lack of love and a lack of consideration for the needs and the welfare of other people. Selfishness, again, is poverty. Let me say that again. You show me a poor person, I will show you a selfish person. They go hand in hand. Because, you see, poverty, again, is the lack of something. Now, poverty isn't a substance of itself. It's like a pothole. A pothole is not a thing. A pothole is the absence of a thing. Selfishness is not a thing. Selfishness is the absence of a thing. What is the thing that is absent in selfishness? That's what we're talking about tomorrow. Selfishness, brothers and sisters, is very dangerous. Because, see, selfishness is something that you cannot cure because it's not an illness in essence. Like a pothole is something that you cannot fix. A pothole is the absence of dirt. The way that you get rid of a pothole is to put the dirt that was originally there back. Let me say that again. Selfishness is the absence of the self. The way to get rid of selfishness is to put the self back. Let me say that again. Father, touch the mouth of your people that they may hear what thus says the word of God. A pothole is not a thing. A pothole is the absence of a thing. Darkness is not a thing. Darkness is the absence of light. A pothole is the absence of dirt. Selfishness is the absence of self. See, I lost myself, brother. I lost myself, sister, when I was 8 years old. When my mother died and I got beat and all this stuff happened, that self, that innocent child that loved everybody, that wanted to play and just have fun, he had to grow up too fast. And I buried that little dude, and I decided ain't nobody beating me no more. Ain't nobody going to ignore me no more. I lost myself, and I replaced him with an arrogant, selfish prick that went out and was willing to walk over anybody and anything to be heard and to be seen, because nobody was going to ignore me anymore. I made that decision. At that decision, myself left the building. Selfishness. You can only replace it with you when you love yourself, when you embrace yourself, when you become yourself. See, I was ashamed. I came from nothing, brothers and sisters. I came from a town with 400 people in it. Horse and buggies, man. I mean, we had no running water, no electricity. You guys know the story? I don't want to be associated with that. I want to be a rich man. I wanted a Lamborghini. I wanted a million-dollar house. I wanted a pool in the backyard. I did not want to be associated. So what did I do? I buried the real me, and I invented this new dude, cool, calm, collected. And that new dude is fake and phony. And it's not until I bury that fool that the real me can show up. And I decided to bury him. Why? Because that fake me destroyed my first marriage, and he was on his way to destroying it. In fact, he did. God has resurrected. Brothers and sisters, let me make sure you understand how dangerous selfishness is. Because selfishness is not a thing. People try to fix it. You can't. Selfishness is the absence of you. If you're selfish, the real you is gone. You have to find him and bring him back or her back. That is the only way to get rid of selfishness. Selfish behavior is the number two thing that destroys relationships, because you're preoccupied with yourself. You don't have no time for anyone else. The Bible tells us, let nothing be done for selfish gain. Selfishness is a very, very dangerous thing, because that means you are not you. You're fake. Because the real you is not selfish. God don't make junk. You're a royal priest. You're a holy nation. You're a joint heir. It's time for you to start walking in your anointing. My brothers and sisters, again, that was number two. Remember we talked about lack of mutual respect? It was number three. Selfishness, number two. Tomorrow, we break down the number one cause of why marriages and relationships don't work. Please join me tomorrow. We'll be back at our regular time at 12 noon. I thank everybody for joining me on today's show. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because He will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seems firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams to dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Yeah.